KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. In Major League Baseball play yesterday, Christian Yelich and Ryan Braun slammed back-to-back homers with two outs in the bottom of the ninth to lead the Brewers past the Cardinals 5-4. That was a game heard here on KJAN. Dexter Fowler and Tommy Pham opened the game with consecutive homers for St. Louis, and Marcell Ozuna made it 4-0 with a two-run shot in the third before Milwaukee rallied to win. Elsewhere in the National League, the Mets beat Philadelphia 6-0, Atlanta over Washington 13-6, Arizona 6-1 over the Dodgers, San Diego doubled up Colorado 8-4, Chicago at Cincinnati was rained out yesterday. Jake Junis carried a shutout into the eighth inning, and Jorge Soler drove in the lone run as the Royals downed the Tigers 1-0 in Detroit. Junis limited the Tigers to three hits and left the game after Mikey Matuk led off the eighth with a single. That game took just 2 hours and 17 minutes yesterday. Elsewhere in the American League, the Yankees beat Tampa Bay 11-4, Toronto over the White Sox 14-5, Houston down Baltimore 10-6, Texas over Oakland 4-1, the Angels beat Cleveland 13-2. A couple of interleague games saw Seattle beat San Francisco 6-4, Boston in 13 innings over Miami by a 4-2 final. Also in baseball news, the St. Louis Cardinals have placed third baseman Jed Jerko on the 10-day disabled list and recalled their outfield prospect Harrison Bader from AAA. Jerko left Monday's game at Milwaukee in the seventh inning with a strained right hamstring. Greg Garcia will fill in at third base. Diamondbacks third baseman Jake Lamb has been moved to the 10-day disabled list with a left shoulder injury. Lamb sprained his left AC joint when he made a diving catch of a line drive in foul territory in the ninth inning of Monday's game against the Dodgers. Yankees outfielder Jacoby Ellsbury hurt a hip in his comeback from an oblique injury. That's a setback that means Aaron Hicks is likely to return from the disabled list first. The 34-year-old Ellsbury did not play in any exhibition games from March 1st until March 24th, and he finished spring training just 1-14. Well, the shift is becoming more common in college baseball. Watch a Major League Baseball game, and it's not uncommon to see as many as six fielders with their feet in the outfield grass with a left-handed power hitter at the plate. Iowa coach Rick Heller says college baseball is headed that way, and the reason is analytics, as well as the information the teams now get that was previously unavailable.
We practice it both right-handed, left-handed. We practice it with a runner at first base and how we're turning the double play. It's a part of our normal practice every day now so that we're prepared to make that shift. And the shift really paid off for us several times.
Heller says Iowa's playing surface makes it conducive to using the shift.
With us having AstroTurf and, you know, us playing close to, you know, probably 35, 40 games on AstroTurf, it makes it much easier because you don't have to worry about that bad hop on the lip. That's always a concern on some of the grass fields that we play on. Is it worth doing the shift because that ball might shoot up over the kid's head because of a bad hop?
Heller says while the Hawkeyes shift right now only involves infielders, it's something they're using against at least a couple of players nearly every weekend, and it's become a regular part of their practice routine. An in-state softball contest in Iowa City today will feature Iowa hosting Northern Iowa. The Panthers are 18-14 overall, coming off a Missouri Valley Conference series that saw them take two out of three games from Missouri State.
The best thing to see from the weekend was we're continuing to see solid pitching from our pitchers. Hopefully we're on the trend to play some more just fundamental defensive innings and then continue to put pressure on them offensively, and hopefully those clutch hits will start coming for us.
That's UNI coach Ryan Jacobs, who says the Panthers will face an Iowa team that's gone up against a very challenging schedule. Iowa's 15-17 after dropping all three games of a weekend series at Maryland. They'll start that game tonight at 5:00. Iowa sophomore Isaiah Moss has announced that he'll be available for the NBA draft. Moss averaged 11 points and shot 42% from the field for the Hawkeyes, who had a disappointing 14-19 season. Moss has not hired an agent, so he will maintain his college eligibility should he decide to return to school. Moss has until May 30th to make a final decision. Former Missouri State men's basketball coach Paul Lusk has been named an assistant coach at Creighton. Head coach Greg McDermott made the announcement on Tuesday as a replacement for Darian DeVries, who left for the head job at Drake after 17 years as an assistant at Creighton. Lusk was the head coach at Missouri State for seven seasons before being fired following a disappointing season this past year. Lusk played some of his college ball at Iowa. Iowa State is the third different school that quarterback Kyle Kemp has played for, and for the first time, he will enter a season as the starter. Kemp was granted an extra year after bursting onto the scene with a stunning upset at Oklahoma and posting a 5-3 record as a starter last season.
I have to hold myself to a really high standard every single day, so I'm not coming out of practice every day feeling great because, you know, I know for us to get to where we need to go, you know, my level of play has to be really high. I think that's some point where last year we probably fell off a little bit, was just maybe, you know, the offense with me a little bit, and, you know, his defense was playing so well last year. I think we left some change on the table, but I think this spring has been a big focus on that, though.
After an 8-5 record and a win in the Liberty Bowl, Kemp knows the expectations will be high for next season.
Yeah, it's part of the position. You know, if we're going to flip this program and not just let last year be a fluke year per se, you know, I have to be able to play those high expectations, but it's part of the job. I mean, to be one of the best teams in the Big 12, you have to have high-level quarterback play.
Kemp says that spring drills will be used as the development of a personality for his offense.
You know, I think just getting back to some of the fundamentals really help us, getting us back to what kind of team we're going to be this year. We're going to be a team that's run the ball, play action. We're going to be a team that's throwing the ball 40, 50 times a game. We don't know yet, and that's part of what spring is. But for me, you know, I'll think about those three losses more than the five wins, because, you know, that's how we change the script around here, is how do we use what we messed up in critical situations, and we flip that.
Iowa State will finish up their spring drills with their spring game coming up on April 14th. Well, the Los Angeles Rams have acquired another deep threat. The Rams have surrendered their first and sixth round picks in this year's draft to the New England Patriots for receiver Brandon Cooks and a fourth round selection. Cooks had 65 receptions for over 1,000 yards and 7 touchdowns in his only season with the Patriots after 3 seasons with New Orleans. Cooks is eligible for free agency following the 2018 season. Clark County, Nevada officials have voted 6-1 to approve the sale of $750 million in bonds for the construction of the Raiders Stadium in Las Vegas. The Raiders want to start the 2020 season at the $1.8 billion, 65,000-seat stadium being built across the freeway from the Las Vegas Strip. Guests of hotels and other lodging in the Las Vegas area are paying a room tax that will, over time, contribute $750 million to that project. Jenny Simpson will try to set an American record in the 2-mile run at this month's Drake Relays. Simpson is a 5-time relays champ who won bronze in the 1,500-meter run at the Rio Olympics.
This year we thought, well, what haven't we seen? Well, we haven't seen Jenny set an American record. And so I called her up. We started a conversation about it, and she's all for it.
That's Relays director Blake Bolden, who says it's the first time Drake has offered that event.
Nothing's guaranteed in life, nothing's guaranteed in sport, but she's an incredible athlete, and we're honored that she's going to come here and set a new landmark. I mean, we've literally had to put a new line down on the track for 2 miles to have it surveyed and meet the requirements for a national record.
Simpson was born in Webster City, and she considers Drake her home track.
You know, we actually share some commonality in our tie to Iowa, that we have family in Hamilton County. So she said, you know, she really loves coming back here because she spent summers here as a kid, grew up around Iowa, and has really maintained that tie all the way through high school and then college at Colorado.
Bolden says they're being forced to alter the track to be able to host that race.
You know, we've got a brand new track in 2016, but we want to make sure that that line gets down and it's certified and surveyed. And then, in fact, we're even going the extra length to put a split on the backside of the track 200 meters away from the start, so that then we can give them a fully automated timing 3,000-meter split.
Well, the Drake Relays are set for April 25th through the 28th. Also, Drake Stadium in Des Moines will host the USA Track and Field Outdoor Championships in 2019. Catch Des Moines, the city's Chamber of Commerce, announced on Tuesday that the city has added the event to next year's calendar. Drake is hosting the National Outdoor Championships in June for the third time since 2010. USATF also announced the schedule for this year's four-day meet, which will conclude with the men's 110-meter hurdles on Sunday, June 24th. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.